G'day, Chaz.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, mate. Ipswich, eh? Ippy.
Yeah, up here in the sunny Queensland weather. We'll see what we can do here.
Very good. You've had two wins this season. How do you feel you're handling the car at the moment?
The car's been the strongest it's ever been, and just really matching with it at the moment. You know, the guys at Pro Drive Racing Australia have done a brilliant job over the last off-season to give us a brand-new model FGX, and it's, really firing on all cylinders at the moment. We're, got a lot of pace. We're qualifying well. Just got to try and keep it on the black stuff.
And the team is firing, mate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not just one car going really well. You know, we've got all four going great over a weekend. It's really showing the strength of the new model and also the components we had in the car from the last couple of years. So it's all gelling really well together. The drivers all getting along pretty well, which is pretty unnormal for some V8 teams, but it's all good.
Pretty well, he said.
Pretty well.
Pretty well.
Pretty well.
Not fantastically well. Pretty well.
What if someone puts you into the wall?
Oh, from your team?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, obviously there'll be some words spoken in the probably truck there somewhere, but, you know, we're pretty lucky in our team. We all get along pretty well.
Now, this circuit is holds some great memories for you, yes?
Yeah, I debuted a couple of years ago and had my first ever race win there. So, it's got some good memories. Got some thirds there last year, so need to try and keep rolling on with the track and hopefully get some more podiums this weekend.
Chaz, just an interest with you, you know, well, I guess we'd call you one of the young guns, up-and-coming drivers, but you're sort of past that stage now. I mean, where are you up to, you think, in your learning process and your development?
Oh, I mean, it's really hard to judge that on yourself, but for me, it's every time you go out track, you learn something new. It doesn't matter what age you are, you're always learning something new with the car or learning how to drive it differently to try and get the most speed out of it. But I have really no comment for that one. I think, you know, I'm still this is my third year in the series now, and I've still got a lot to learn. Obviously, consistency is the biggest thing. So just keep learning every time you go out. And the thing, the day you stop learning is, the day maybe you should probably get out of it.
Sure.
Do you go up? Go to someone like Mark Winterbottom or Craig Lowndes, or obviously those within your team, but even outside of it, and ask for advice? Like, you know, some of the legends of the sport that you're up against or with?
Oh, I mean, for some things, you know, like there's obviously a big business aspect side of the racing, and that's really the hardest thing I struggle with. I love just getting my bum in the seat and not having a worry in the world and doing laps, you know. That's probably the easier side of it. But, there's a lot of different aspects of being a V8 supercar driver that those guys can really help you with some advice.
Now, mate, geez, here's a contrast. After Ipswich, you're off to Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, here, they're everywhere this month. So, off to KL with four other drivers from different teams and manufacturers. We're going to put on a bit of demonstration laps in the KL city there and showcase V8 supercars in a different part of the world, because I believe we're going to race there next year. So it's pretty exciting to be chosen one of the five drivers to represent our V8 supercar brand. And just can't wait to get over there. It's like a mini holiday in the middle of the year, but still get to drive cars.
Yeah, they're doing some exciting things, the V8s. They try and keep growing their brand, which is such a positive for you, because you've got a long way to go in the sport as well.
Exactly. We have, you know, such a strong brand here in Australia. You know, we've got 25 cars all covered by a second of a second in qualifying, you know, so there's not really any other series in the world that can be that close. And you know, the Australian drivers, they're all fiery, and even the Kiwi drivers. So we like to rub panels, and it's just exciting racing.
Mate, we're looking forward to the battle this weekend coming out of Ipswich. Frosty is the favourite there at $3.50. You're the second favourite at $4. So it's going to be a terrific tussle, and good luck.
Thanks very much.